Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Folks, you're in for a real treat. You know how much I talk about eyes and being related to so many other social phenomena? Well, we have Dr. Stephen Godowski with us today, who's a gentleman who's been a teacher, a principal, a superintendent, a college professor, and now is the Secretary of Education in the state of Delaware. So he's seen it all in education, and I thought he might share some of his insights as being such an exemplary leader. So, Steve, thank you for being with us today, and can you share a little bit about your journey?
Thank you, Dr. Abel. I'm really glad to be able to speak with you today. Well, I've had a long journey. This is my 45th year in public education, and I, as you mentioned, I also was a teacher for about 7 years in exceptional children's special programs, so always had a special inclination for those that had a little more difficulty in learning. But I did that. I spent 5 years at the Department of Education back in the late 70s, and that was a great experience for me. And then moved on to Newcastle Votech School District and did an assistant principal, and then I became a principal at Hudson Votech, which converted, by the way, from a shared-time vocational-only school to a comprehensive high school with vocational programs. So we made that conversion, and I was the principal for the first graduating class in 1989, which is a special moment and memory for me. And then after that, I was an assistant superintendent in the district and 8 years as superintendent. Great place to work and learn, and just loved that experience. So retired in June 2011, spent 4+ years at the University of Delaware, and lo and behold, I wound up being asked by the governor to finish his term for the last, it'll be 17 months. And presently serving as Secretary of Education. And I started as acting October 1, confirmed October 28th, and here I am about 7 or 8 months later.
This sounds like Judy Collins' song. I've looked at love from both sides now, or life from both sides now. You've looked at it from every side. Have you seen progress both in terms of level of education and the comprehensive curriculum, as well as diversity in public schools in Delaware?
I have. And, you know, I think one of the issues in Delaware is we haven't touted some of our accomplishments as much as we should. And given there are tremendous challenges, our schools overall, the poverty numbers are increasing each of the last few years. The number of students served in special education has gone up again over the last few years. And so we know that some of those students, high needs and exceptional children, bring learning issues to the classroom that need to be dealt with and supported. And I will say, though, overall, we've made progress. For instance, last year was the first year that we, Delaware students, took the Smarter Balance Assessment, given that test was more difficult than anything we've ever done in the past. And in comparison with the 16 other states that use Smarter Balance, we were second in the country in reading language arts and second in math at third grade. And so, you know, in comparison, we're competitive and looking to do even more as teachers are involved in the curriculum development and all the other best practices, teaching strategies that align with the requirements of of the new curriculum.
You know, what's apparent to me in terms of your background is that currently today, the jobs are in the technical fields and in the apprenticeship fields and the computer fields, and they're less and less for the liberal arts, for the university spots, for the professionals. Lawyers cannot get a job. Doctors have a big debt that they carry around, and they may never make as much money as doctors of days of yore. And yet you've been able to train people both in the liberal arts and in the technical businesses. I had an opportunity to go to Dell Tech to talk about a new computer program and saw what they do there. And it is exceptional how these people can graduate or go on, and yet they're ready to be job ready without a huge debt. And I think that's phenomenal and something that's a tribute to people like you and to our state.
I agree. And what we like to say, it's not college or careers, but college and careers. And Delaware, and I give credit to Governor Markell as one of his major initiatives, but we have a program called Pathways to Prosperity. And just quickly talk about that. 2 years ago, we had one program serve 25 students. This year, 29 programs serving 2,400 students. And next year, 55 programs in 29 schools. And what this does is provide students more kind of career-related work. So, for instance, if I'm in culinary arts, I will leave there with a nationally or regionally recognized certification, and that is ProServe, which is required in the restaurant. Also, part of the Pathways program, students have the opportunity to take college classes at Dell Tech primarily, and so they come out of there with industry-recognized certification, college credits, and a curriculum aligned to careers in our state and in the region. And so not only is it filling a need for job development, economic development, but it gives kids motivation because it's very, a lot of this is also hands-on. And so they get the technical aspect as well as the academic push. But Dell Tech, I agree, is done fabulous work. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary serving statewide, and so many of our students go to Dell Tech. And we have a program called Seed Scholarship, where if you do fairly well in high school, in a Delaware high school or charter school, 2.5 average, you can go to Dell Tech. You can apply and go to Dell Tech at no tuition charge. And so what this has done is open up the opportunity for students in the past who may have thought college was unaffordable and out of reach. But now, through a number of programs we're doing, including SEED, we're getting more and more students into college and more students successful. But there is a challenge. You know, college affordability is a major issue as well as college access.
Let me just end by saying that Vision to Learn is now providing free eye exams and free glasses for needy kids from K through fifth grade, and has done all of the public schools. And that is going to be a great input in terms of improving standardized testing. We're so fortunate to have people like you and Governor Markell, and thank you and Candace for being available for this segment. And I just wanted to tell people again that I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening and being part of your society, volunteering, giving, learning, and staying well.